Hi, DriveCast listeners. This is Pastor Jeff from the Lewis Center campus, coming to you on another Friday DriveCast, the day of the week that we venture off from the weekly teaching topic and go where the Lord takes us. So, hey, once again, let's get started. You know, in my morning devotional time, I've been reading a lot through the Gospels lately, and this morning I was in Luke's Gospel, the final chapter, which is chapter 24, and in it Luke records one of the first post-resurrection appearances of Jesus to two of his, let's call them second-tier disciples. One was named Cleopas, and the other his unnamed companion. And the whole plot of the story in Luke 24 is that these two disciples, they don't recognize that it's the resurrected Jesus that's joined up with them. And Jesus asks them what they're discussing as they're on the way home from Jerusalem, and they begin chronicling for Jesus the crucifixion details, which I think is quite ironic to him. And there's this sadness that the kingdom of God movement to them has been snuffed out by the chief priests and the religious leaders and the Romans. And Jesus lets the two of them go on until he jumps in and gives them a lesson in scripture interpretation. And you ask what I mean by that. And so let's pick up the story. Luke 24, verse 25. Jesus says to these two, "O foolish ones, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory?" Now here's the part I want you to get. "And beginning with Moses," which was the law in the Old Testament, "and all the prophets, he," Jesus, "interpreted to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself." And that's what I want to pick up on in verse 27 is Jesus interpreted to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself, because, you know, that detail really spoke to me, particularly about the way that I come at the Gospels. I've been spending a lot of time in the four Gospels lately, and I usually approach them with "it's all about me." And most of us approach the Bible, you know, like that, more like it's a moral handbook than it was intended for practical application, and that it's a book that's just chock full of characteristics and behaviors that we ought to be exhibiting. And if we're not getting it done, then we're not praying hard enough, or we're lacking self-control. And yet when Jesus interacted with the Emmaus Road disciples, he didn't focus in on life application. He interpreted for them the things concerning himself, the scripture says. And that's where the light came on for me this morning. You know, when digging into the scriptures, the question I should be asking first isn't what's in it for me, but what is the unique claim that's being made about God or about Jesus in this passage? Or what unique claim is being made about Jesus if I happen to be reading one of the gospel accounts? Consider this. Consider how John sums up his reason for writing his gospel account. He says in John 20:31, "But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name." And clearly John's main purpose for writing wasn't what life lesson I can ascertain out of each chapter that I read, but his purpose was so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ. And so this is a great reminder to approach the scriptures, first of all, prayerfully, and then ask yourself the question, as we conclude a passage or a chapter, what is the unique claim about God or Jesus the author is making? What characteristic of God or Jesus is being illustrated? Questions like, with whom did they gravitate toward, and why, or why did the author include this story? And you know, Jesus took our two friends in Luke 24 all the way back to the beginning, the law and the prophets, for the purpose of seeing him in the scriptures. So let's close in prayer together today so that we can do the same, to see him throughout our day today. If you want to join me in praying, you can pray something like this. Jesus, help me to remember that today isn't all about me. Yes, there are certain things I want to accomplish and tasks to be completed. But help me not to be blinded by busyness, so blinded that I overlook people in need of you and your love today. Open my eyes with a fresh vision of you today. Amen. Folks, I want to thank you for listening today, and I really encourage you, open up your Bible, go to Luke chapter 24, the final chapter, grab a cup of coffee, grab a cup of tea, and just let it sit with it. You'll really enjoy your time. And I also want to remind you to worship with us in person at one of our four locations this coming Sunday, and tune in Monday for another edition of our LifePoint Drivecast. This is Pastor Jeff saying so long.